The days of the Saanich Park as a food desert could be numbered. Saanich Council on Monday directed district staff to amend bylaws to regulate and permit food and beverage sales in parks, recreation facilities and at the municipal hall. Staff will also amend bylaws to permit Christmas tree sales in parks and recreation facilities. Mayor Dean Murdoch said the changes reflect the district trying to unwind honors processes for simple things. It's about how do we modernize the bylaw so that people don't have to go through this long, protracted process, he said. This is about animating the public realm, creating more activity in our parks, in our public spaces and allowing people to get together and enjoy each other's company. The changes will streamline the process to get a permit for mobile food vendors and concession stands to operate at municipal, community and private events in parks, recreation facilities and Saanich's municipal hall. They will also eliminate the need for the food trucks in parks program, as vendors will now be able to operate independently. Currently, vendors require a temporary use permit, which comes with a rigorous multi-department approval process that can take up to 5 months. We're making it simple for something that we really appreciate and need in our parks, said Kaun. Mina Westhaver. We want to encourage people to continue their business in our parks and it's something that the community has voiced to us that they appreciate. Christmas tree sales will get similar treatment. Both food and beverage sales and Christmas tree sales will be prohibited in natural and conservation zoned parks. This not only simplifies the process, but it also helps us animate our park spaces and create more vibrant community events, said Kaun. Teal Phelps Bonderoff. This is going to help create more vibrant spaces, but also help support local businesses. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com.